This ghostly episode brought to you by Ghost Audible.
$13 Audible.
Go to audibletrial.com/horrorvirgin for 30 days free and a book to get you started. And for your book recommendation, one of the 13 ghosts.
I recommend East of Eden by Steinbeck. It's a classic. It's very long, though, so it's hard to find the time in our modern.
Yeah, just listen. Have someone read it to you while you're driving around.
Life. Yes. Yeah. Take a road trip. Get
Learn
a classic literature.
For once.
Yes. It's a beautiful book.
And if it's boring, read Stephen King.
Yeah, because Stephen King's not boring.
Yeah, right.
Guys, go to audibletrial.com/horrorvirgin and decide for yourself.
Stephen King can't write an ending.
And a book to get you started.
Mikey, Todd, I need to talk to you about the podcast.
Immediately.
Now that I'm on here, let me tell you about Stephen King.
This episode also brought to you by
Nick B.
Nick B.
We love you, Nick B.
Thank you so much for being our Burn It Down Patreon subscriber.
Yes, in honor of Nick D.
In honor of Nick D.
No, he dropped us now. In honor of Nick B, we would like for you to go check out Preacher 6.
Yeah, Preacher6.com. It's a movie they're trying to get funded. It looks pretty good. Go check out the trailers on Preacher6.com.
Yeah.
Thank you so much again, Nick B. You're the man. If you would like a weekly shout out, go to Patreon and sign up at that Burn It Down level.
Yep.
And get in on this, nerds.
Todd, would you kindly bring in our theme music?
I'll think about it.
Need a man to start my podcast, right?
I mean, that's true.
It's been a while since I've said that.
I mean, your husband does help us start this podcast every time.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. The Podfather comes up here and starts every movie.
We cannot watch any movie
true
without him.
Every time I think I'm going to be able to work the remote, and every
if
time,
any of us could
no.
figure out Chromecast, we wouldn't need a Corey. But no,
Jen is a lie, everyone.
Welcome to the Horror Virgin, everyone. I'm Jen.
I mean, honestly, that's as much of an indictment as us, because we are men
true.
Up here who are just like, hey, get the Podfather. We don't know what the fuck's going on. Is in my house?
Right.
Get Pod Dad. What is YouTube?
I'm the Horror Virgin, Todd.
And I'm Mikey. Yeah. I'm new.
Yay,
Mikey. Yeah. Joining us again is a very special
I guess
guest.
That's true, because he was on an episode before.
Two. Exactly. Jacob.
You've been on two episodes before?
This is number two.
This is
I was about
two.
To say. Yeah.
You don't even remember anymore.
We got to get a punch card. So like your like 10th episode
is free.
It's free, yeah.
All right, cool.
After four, they invite you to come on full time.
Maybe.
Oh wow! Can we actually talk about where Jacob's from?
Oh, yeah,
I didn't think we said your name.
We said Jacob.
Is Jacob Hopkins from Modern Horrors.
Right. The flagship podcast of the network that we are on.
Exactly.
All right. We watched the movie 13 Ghosts.
We did,
and it
yeah.
was real bad. Is it 13 Ghosts or 13 Ghosts?
I think it's 13 Ghosts $.
No, yes. That's the sequel.
Oh, sorry.
The 13th of Ghosts. 14th Ghost?
The 14th Ghost is the audience.
Oh, man. People actually saw this movie, man.
They did. I saw it.
We'll talk
it.
About that when
I
we talk about box office,
it.
But it's interesting.
I saw this movie opening weekend.
What? Really?
I took a date in high school. This is that's the last time I saw this film.
And you ended up together?
I learned in high school that I could never take a date to a horror movie. Because I took a sort of date to Blair Witch Project, and she stopped talking to me after that.
Because
in any sort of romantic way. What?
Because of all the screaming.
There was a lot of jerking and screaming, yes. And that was during the movie.
Gross. Can't make that joke in 2019. And Jacob, you said you've been thinking about this movie, and I've kind of been thinking about it.
Really?
Bit.
But
yeah.
Luckily, I've been thinking about it because I hadn't seen it in 17 years.
I hadn't either.
So,
yeah.
Jacob, I should have kept it that way.
Take us through your thought process.
I was like, you know, 13 Ghosts, that was kind of a fun movie, wasn't it? Didn't it have, like, cool, rad ghost designs and cool-ass Matthew Lillard?
Yeah. And it had both of those things.
Yes to both of those things, and then no to everything else.
Exactly. Nothing else going for it.
Right. That's yeah. Hard stop.
I also remember watching the special features on the DVD of this, and they have this whole, like, 13-minute thing where
DVD?
It No, I rented
the
DVD.
Special features. Did you Redbox it or something? Like
Redbox didn't exist when I was
So you
college.
Just straight up bought it? You went to
no,
Blockbuster.
I went to Blockbuster and I rented it.
Oh my God.
I
can't believe Blockbuster existed.
It did. It was awesome. That was my date place back in college.
Wait, you
did
had
it?
Dates
you,
at Blockbuster?
You met your I date would... at Blockbuster?
Okay, so when I lived in my
You would just
old...
like troll the horror section being like, hey, you know what's really good? Jennifer's Body.
No, this was before Netflix and Chill was a thing. So I did rent Jennifer's Body and that was my pickup line
like,
for a while.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, want to go see Jennifer's Body? It worked too. So,
oh, I bet it did.
In my old neighborhood.
Jen is a married woman now, guys, but she was not always married. Oh, yeah.
So there was a Blockbuster and a wine store in the same little parking lot complex. So that was my Netflix and chill back in college.
I took my date to the actual theater because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah. And it's classy. Did you get some afterwards?
I mean, I was like 17.
Tell me more. Tell me more. Did
well, that's
you
like 15 years before I got anything.
Did she put up a fight?
15 years? Mikey, the 32-year-old virgin.
Mikey is the actual
wow,
virgin on the show.
You did that right.
Nailed it.
I got a kiss.
Well,
really?
Good.
I did get a kiss.
Oh. Nice.
In my Ford pickup.
Was
like
it
green,
worth it?
Green Ford Ranger.
I can see you in a Ford pickup. This is before you lost all the weight.
No. Back in high school,
cowboy
that's before
hat.
I even gained the weight.
Cowboy hat, you were like, a tan. A fucking tan.
And like football players jumping in the back as you're driving down.
See, okay,
well, I did play football. I was skinnier, though. Then afterwards, I gained the weight.
Yeah, I've actually never seen you... I didn't know you then, and I didn't know you when you were bigger. So I've only known you at this size, which is not big.
You're like a normal size.
Yeah.
I'll have to show you pictures of not normal
Oh, I've
size.
Seen pictures of Big Mikey. Yeah. They're hilarious, but you would not expect it.
They're hilarious.
They are.
They are.
Yeah. Mikey agrees.
Yeah, I lived it.
Yeah. So welcome back to Fat Talks and Fat Walks.
This is our 2019 New Year's resolution.
You just got to love yourself.
You do need to love yourself. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of math, Tony Shalhoub.
Oh,
a
yeah,
mathematician.
Dude. He is a mathematician.
So, wait. Okay, so hang on.
He's got curly hair.
Do you guys think that this movie takes place in the same universe as The Marvelous Miss Maisel? Because in The Marvelous Miss Maisel, he is a math professor at Columbia.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I do love Tony Shalhoub. I think this exists in the Wings universe.
I can
like,
see
he
that.
Lost all of his family and his house, so that's how he ended up driving that taxi.
My mom
all right, can we go to this fucking movie?
Yeah, so let's talk about 13 Ghosts.
You want to talk about how this thing opens up in Steve Avery's backyard?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, except there are a lot more bodies in there, I think.
There are. And Cyrus, the virus, and Matthew Lillard is there.
Yeah, he is.
Are there?
Yeah, are there. No, they pull up in the Model T with the SWAT.
It's not a Model T. It's
not a Rolls Royce.
It's a Rolls Royce.
Come on now. Yeah. Rolling up gangster.
It looks like a Model T. It does.
It's an evil old timey car. You know everything about this character Cyrus by the fact that he drives or he doesn't drive
no
his
he
car.
Does not drive
he sits in the back of this evil old
Hell
timey
yeah.
car and he has a cane. All right, yeah, so they're in the junkyard and there's a bunch of everybody's
can
out
I ask
equipment.
Why they went to the junkyard? Were they just collecting a certain junkyard
ghost?
Yeah, they're getting the juggernaut.
All right, I had no
ghost.
Idea they did not
these
make
are like
clear.
Kroger brand Ghostbusters.
They are
oh, and I even said that because they dropped down that big
they're like
the phone booth from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and then I realized that it was the same thing as like a big thing from Ghostbusters that
What's
they catch ghosts in.
What's that trap thing that they
have? Yeah, that they step on and it sucks them in. Yeah.
The trap.
Don't look at it though.
The ghost trap, right? Okay, so yeah, we're at the junkyard. Matthew Lillard with his clear rain jacket shows up.
They all had these rain jackets on and it's never explained why.
It was like
why.
A clear rain jacket with duct tape on it. Like it was not a regular design.
Ghost
it
armor.
Wasn't. Yeah, that's how you know that he's tech
I think
savvy.
It was from the Derelict collection from Zoolander.
You can't turn left in it.
Anyway, so they start collecting the ghosts. They start the sound. What?
They start collecting the ghosts.
They do.
There's just ghosts everywhere.
Who left all these ghosts here?
So are they only? Well, yeah, I don't know. They don't answer that question. Wait. There's no. There's,
no
they don't tell you
what
where the ghost
question
is.
He throws. He throws Matthew Lillard on the ground. He makes him touch the ground. He goes, "Where's the ghost?"
Okay, so here's what they're
I actually
doing.
I totally forgot all about that part too.
Holy
it's
shit!
Evil uncle has hired all these rent-a-cop SWAT.
Tony
guys.
Shalhoub's evil uncle,
Tony
not
Shalhoub's
Matthew Lillard's
evil
uncle, but
yes, and has hired Matthew Lillard, who's like some ghost.
I think it's pronounced Lillard.
Lillard.
He's a psychic.
Matthew Lillard. Lillard.
Psychic is the word we're looking
for.
He is
a psychic. He's very attuned to the spirits.
He is the strangest psychic. He's not like a psychic like, ooh, I know what you did last summer. He's like psychic like, don't touch me. He's like Bruce Willis from...
Because he's a tactile
Unbreakable.
Psychic. Okay, so Matthew Lillard is in charge of finding this ghost because this
I thought
is...
you were about to tell me he's actually epileptic. Oh,
I would believe that about him.
I said this, though, like halfway through the movie. I was like, I don't know if Matthew Lillard is the worst actor or the best actor, but I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes. He was doing something, and I was into it.
Oh, dude, when he was all relaxed at the end.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He
could
get it.
Well, okay, when he was relaxed at the end, I was like, this is how this guy gets movies. Because he's not, like, overly handsome. He's, like, approachably handsome. He's just...
Oh yeah,
smooth
I know what you're
and
talking
confident
about.
As fuck. Like, oh yeah, Mikey. You know, Mikey and me aim right for the middle. We're like the. You know what?
So Matthew Lillard tracks us. Yeah. You see the Greenpeace twins show up, and they're getting
the
mad.
The Greenpeace twins? Oh,
remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it reminded me of the podcasters in the new Halloween too.
But she betrayed. She was only.
Whoa!
Everyone has seen this movie. I'm the only person who hasn't seen this movie.
So then we get the blood truck come in.
This is my favorite part.
I think he said paint at one point, though.
No, it was
you said paint.
Blood.
You definitely said paint when the
truck
you
said
good looking blood.
Matthew Lillard said it was blood.
Lillard, do you think it's actual blood or you think it's CGI blood?
It's
actual
blood. Why would they CGI that?
I don't know. They CGI'd a lot of stuff in this movie.
They CGI'd the opening credits. They CGI'd
the machines,
right? And that's
CGI
it.
Program for
that's
Christmas.
It. This was before CGI was cheap.
They spent $15 million on the opening credits and the machine.
And the truck of blood. It's well, they said we're going to set the trap for the ghost.
Right.
Which is just spraying blood on the cars.
I guess blood draws the ghost too, though.
It's got to be the blood that draws the ghost in.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so, don't they start playing the chants or whatever? Or whatever?
You mean the magic spells?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The containment spells.
Well, these aren't the containment spells. These are the ghost drawing outing spells.
That is their technical term.
Yes.
The ghost drawing outing spells.
For you at home, the movie is that dumb.
Yeah.
It actually is. Hey,
got
and
that
it worked.
Wonderful early 2000s colored blood.
The consistency
right.
of water. It's
they
not like corn syrup, starchy
yes.
blood. Yeah.
Yep, see-through blood.
It's really like someone was like, oh, they ordered a truck full of blood. We only have, I don't know, 2 gallons. Ah, well, just water it down.
We're all wrong. It's just like, ghosts love Hawaiian punch.
Kool-Aid Man just waiting to bust through one of those car stacks.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. So anyway,
so
the junkyard ghost comes to get his Hawaiian punch.
The juggernaut, yeah. Yeah. So then he shows up, and my favorite was the SWAT team guy that crawled up to the very top of a tower and tried to hide in the trunk of the highest car. So after they get the juggernaut,
hey,
Uncle Cyrus dies, or does
quote
he?
Unquote dies.
Yes.
Well, this is where we see Tony Shalhoub. Like, we start to meet Tony Shalhoub. We don't really know at this point his uncle died, but yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's like the beginning of Up, you know,
no,
where we're seeing.
Yes, the credits.
It's
yeah.
just like the beginning of Up.
It's just.
I actually understand what she's saying, because
yeah, like
it's
the
like,
beginning of Up.
It's like a camera turning through a room, right? And
yeah.
you see, like, happy family playing outside,
family
right?
Story.
And then by the time yeah. it goes a full circle, Shalhoub's by himself reading or whatever. But you mm-hmm. see, like, the house was fire damaged, and
yeah.
he's got that burnt picture
well,
of his wife.
You hear like,
and,
get the kid. You hear like
yeah.
the yelling and the.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes
the,
from happy family to burned family to bills are all due on
yes.
the bulletin board.
So just like Up, yeah.
Exactly.
I got you now. I feel you.
Right.
Just like Up.
All right, so then we see the Up, and we realize now they're in a tiny...
We see the Up.
Now they're in an unhappy home.
Let's go back. Shannon Elizabeth is in this movie.
That's right. We realize that Shannon Elizabeth is in the movie. Dude, everything that came on the screen, Todd said their name in a funny way, or, oh, shit, Tony Shalhoub's in this movie.
I like Tony Shalhoub. I think he's great.
But it was either, oh, shit, that guy's in it, or a weird pronunciation of this name.
But yeah, I mean, I did. Because it's funny to me, and I hate scary movies, so I have to make like shitty jokes while I'm trying
so
to be scared.
And so that CGI credits paid off, right?
So
right.
let me say this. This is the second movie we've seen with Shannon Elizabeth where she does not get naked.
She
and I've only seen.
Close, though.
Yeah.
She does. I've only seen 3 movies with Shannon Elizabeth, American Pie and the 2 we've seen, and she gets naked in the comedy. Does she just not get naked for horror? That seems weird to me.
What other movies has she been in?
I don't know.
Okay, so they are in an unhappy home now. It's really tiny.
It's like an unhappy apartment. Like
yeah.
It's, yeah.
They can only afford a teeny tiny apartment, but they can afford a full-time live-in nanny.
Yeah.
Who's not good.
Babysitter. Sorry. Yeah.
She's not really a babysitter either. Like,
she
doesn't
sucks.
Cook.
She
doesn't clean.
Is a
doesn't
paid
clean up
wife.
The scooter.
She is sort of a paid wife.
Tony Shalhoub
they are able to afford a rad scooter for sure, too.
They are,
let's
yeah.
be real.
And Laser a bunch scooters. Of podcasting equipment for this kid,
oh,
too.
Yeah, this little 8-year-old podcaster is doing it.
This was like the prequel to My Favorite Murder.
Doing all that shit on analog,
except
too.
Instead of Karen Kilgareth, yeah, it's yeah. this kid. Yeah. I forget his name already.
Did he even say his name? I'm sure it was something.
Minnie Shalhoub.
Rad,
Minnie
like Shalhoub, Billy yeah. or some shit.
Yeah, some although this is the first time I've seen Shannon Elizabeth in the bathroom not get raped, so I was okay with that. And she was the most...
That's a strong stance.
She was the most clothed person in the bathroom.
Yeah, she was in the bathroom and not showing her boobs.
That's
yeah.
usually me for my insecurities.
Are you a never nude?
When you go to the bathroom, you're wearing all your clothes. Mikey's the only person I know that showers alone with swim trunks on.
No, they're denim shorts.
My dog's like around
there
the house.
Dozens of us!
All right. Oh, and they're very unhappy because they don't have any money now and they're yelling.
Yeah, and
at
Shalhoub gets mad because he trips over a scooter and yells at Minnie Shalhoub. And yeah, it's
he
a whole thing.
He did spill coffee, though. He did spill, yeah. Spill coffee. That just will piss you off.
It will, yeah, after you're already ready for
but
work.
He's really nice to his son, so they're not that unhappy.
Right. No, I mean, they're a loving
he
family
didn't hit
still,
him or
but.
Exactly.
Like he
you can
have.
Just tell that they have a lot of stress. Then the evil lawyer shows up and says, hey.
Yeah, evil lawyer does show up and says, hey, good news.
You have a long lost uncle that died and he left you this totally awesome house.
Well, and like money too, right? Like he,
and money, yeah. But I don't think they really find out about the money till later, right?
No,
the,
it doesn't yeah. really ever fully come up. Like the only time you see money is when the lawyer is about to get it.
Right. It's almost like he's not.
No,
really
no. The lawyer
dead.
Says like, wink, wink. You never have to worry about money again.
He does say that, but like you never that never like comes to pass or anything.
Well, yeah. It's not a great lawyer.
The death house.
He's not a great lawyer.
He opens his laptop. He's got Diablo pulled up.
Oh, dude, yeah. He does. He is. He's like playing Diablo.
He's
or
playing the original Diablo.
Time.
Yeah. Back when Blizzard was making good shit.
Which no one questions the fact he's got some weird devil shit as backdrop on his fucking screen. Like, what?
No, he's a lawyer. He's clearly a Satanist.
It's like, do you guys like Metallica? I love Metallica. Anyway, here's the message from your
don't
uncle.
Don't mind. That's my favorite Norwegian death metal band.
So then we see the evil Uncle Cyrus video, which is hilarious. And what
amazing.
We need to do anytime we make a podcast video. We need to start just reclining in an evil chair, lighting our evil pipe. Although, I think it was like a cigarillo kind of thing.
I think
thing.
It was like a cigarette holder and like, yeah.
Ooh, he's like blowing evil
he's like a dame actress from the
40s. Right, he's like if Cruella...
I'm dead, see?
If Cruella de Vil
oh
were a man.
If you could talk like that. And now it's yours, see?
So this...
Real player pops up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's the truth.
Dude, he had to minimize Winamp and then when player popped up. I do love how like when he's explaining like if you're watching this video, I'm dead or whatever, and then they start asking questions and then the video starts answering the questions they're asking. I'm like, this is next level
shit. It's good
shit.
To talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll meet again.
But no one questions that shit either. They're just like, yeah, that's how this works. That's how video works.
That is Will's. How it worked in the 2000s, right?
I don't know. My family was poor.
So the point of the video is that they have inherited his house, which it works out perfectly for them because they're living in their tiny unhappy
Yeah, they have
apartment.
A shitty small one-bedroom apartment where they all sleep in Dad Shalhoub's bed.
Right, and Tony Shalhoub.
I mean, we only ever see the kitchen, though. That could have been a nice apartment. They're just,
it
like, needy
have.
Fucks.
That, yeah, that
exactly.
was a nice apartment.
Right.
Maybe
and it looked
ungrateful.
Like they lived in a city.
Like New York or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they go to this house, it's all glass. It's just a piece of shit. I'd have been like, what
it
the
really
fuck?
Is.
No, let's go back to the
there
apartment.
There are ghosts in the basement, too.
It's not glass. We'll get into that in a minute.
All right.
Wait. We'll get there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My favorite
you can
part.
See inside the house from the outside.
That's better.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, so they do leave this scene and go to the house with the lawyer.
But I love the part in the video where it closes and then
wait,
it opens
no.
back up because he's got his little quippy
oh,
yeah. thing.
Yeah.
He's like, no. I'll see you.
Let's go back to the key to the wing, house wing. That the lawyer hands them at their other
oh,
apartment.
Yeah, totally not evil key. That's got like yeah. a pentagram on it and weird shapes.
Mikey
that
just did the
verbal.
Strangest hand gesture
very,
I've ever
very,
seen.
Hey.
Oh, and that's
what
he like winky winky hands it to him.
I think the key had a wink on it. I really do think it was
an
like an
evil
eye like closed.
And
yeah.
it winked at the camera. Yeah. It's like, huh, I'm
it was the closed
of
eye
of
Sauron.
For sure. Like, whoa, bro.
This whole movie is like Scooby Doo.
Well, and then Lillard
and he went on to do it. Yeah, Lillard went on to
he's
do
like,
Scooby
I've already done it once. Might as well do it again.
So, okay, they then go to the house with the lawyer.
They inherit the evil house, yes.
So, if you get out of the car and see the house is completely made of glass, would you mm-hmm. even go inside it?
With weird writing on it.
Yeah.
I don't throw stones.
You've been sitting on that one, haven't you?
I don't think I would do that.
I mean, I'd be...
I'm rolling in.
I would
you
cool.
go check it out at least?
I would not be as excited
in.
As this family was.
Shannon Elizabeth was losing her fucking mind about a stupid, ugly-ass bathroom.
Dude, she was like, I'm about to walk around naked.
She's everyone never seen running water before, so she's
dude,
really
she
excited.
Was very impressed about dude running water. It was almost like they lived in the middle of the fucking woods.
I know.
She had to pump that shit
she's been using an outhouse her entire
right
life.
Right,
like,
what is this mess? It just keeps flowing
you
out.
You turn it, and it comes out. Yeah.
This whole crazy. The whole floor of this whole house is made of those little glass brick things
those
from like the 80s.
Blocks,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was just
choice
like the design. Like, it was right like they went to the Saved by the Bell like restaurant, The Max,
yes,
and stole like one of the walls out of there.
They spent all their money on the CGI, so they had to reuse it.
I really think this movie would have been better if like it was an actual house with this stuff inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the trick. It is an actual house.
This is a trap. You might as well just paint a
oh,
sign
yeah
on
mean,
the door.
It looks like it from the outside. It looks right like yeah it's the world's creepiest escape room.
Right.
What if we watched this movie and it was like a cool mansion, but with
yeah
like stuff built in it that makes it.
So if it was
everything
like the real world, but it was like the world's biggest escape room. Honestly, MTV, get on that.
Yeah.
That is a free gift from Todd Awesome.
Like Big Brother House?
They then have the whole season to get out of a house.
Yeah, right. 13 strangers dead. Brought together
to
live as roommates.
Stop getting alive and start getting real. Yeah.
Stop getting alive.
Not staying alive.
They can't get it anymore.
I don't know, man. That angry princess, she could formally get it. Formally, not like me in a tuxedo. I mean, like she used to could get it before she died. All right.
The couch, we're in our own podcast.
We're
chairs in the
there's definitely team chairs, team couch.
You're from two different worlds. So we also see Matthew Lillard, who is at the house working on the phone lines or something.
Power lines.
Yeah, Matthew Lillard is there looking at the phone lines, and he wants to go look
power
at the breaker
lines
box.
Oh,
he says,
breaker, breaker.
Says, your house blew the power for 5,000 houses.
Oh, yeah.
It's only my third day, man, and the boss wants me to get on this, and he's got a whole Matthew Lillard-esque montage. Because
he's honestly a pretty convincing grifter. Like, he convinces
is
them to let him inside. Tony Shalhoub's like, whatever, I just came with money. I don't give a fuck.
He's just
let's
so charismatic,
this
you know?
He is.
I mean, look into those eyes.
I mean, I'd let Matthew in my house for whatever
too
reason.
Mm-hmm.
If he showed up and he was, yeah. Like, if he showed up last week when we were recording the thing when the power went on, I'd be like, absolutely you can come in, murderer.
Yeah. Fix us, please.
Woo. Matthew Lillard, get on this podcast.
I love it.
All right.
All right.
What happens, Jen?
So then they go into the house. The key is real creepy. The whole house is creepy.
Oh, I do like how Tony Shalhoub puts the key in the lock and then it takes it from him. Yeah. It's like those bank, like, teller machines or where you put your card in it, like,
yeah,
takes it from you.
Eats it.
Yeah, I'm like, what
we'll
the
never
fuck
be able
fuck
to get back into your house again.
And no but one then questions it
well,
at
no
all.
Mini Shalhoub is like, oh, you broke it. Because the door doesn't immediately open.
Mm-hmm. But we all know what doors look like and act like. This is not a regular door.
I know. Yeah. At this point, I would definitely walk away.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even open where they're standing. It's like a whole other
it's
side
fine
of the wall.
Yeah.
And like, let's address how long this scene takes. Like, why does this scene take so long?
Well, because they have to start
the
swinging mechanism that then unlocks
the
13 ghosts.
Otherwise, the movie would last like 60 minutes.
It should have.
Well, it was like an hour 30, and as bad as this movie was, it was fucking flying.
It did
go by real fast.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
There is a montage of them just staring through the house and talking about how they wish bathrooms were in the basement.
I mean, that's really
they all go inside. They're like, this house is so cool. Look at all this stuff we can see because there's no walls.
And it is cool to walk through, but terrible to live in.
Yeah, I would not. It would be like a really cool, I don't know, like if there was a museum for escape rooms.
Yeah.
Like, it would be cool.
This was the original escape room, I think.
I think the movie that's currently in the theater is called Escape Room. Rip this movie off. Haven't seen the new movie Escape Room.
And there's different themes for different rooms.
There are. And it's clear
what's
that
the
like there's a room
theme
for Shannon Elizabeth. There's a room for the child. There's mm-hmm no room for the maid. There's no room for Tony Shalhoub. There's
yeah,
no room for Matthew
it
Lillard.
Actually doesn't make sense at all.
No. It doesn't. It's like a bait house.
A bait and switch?
Switch.
Oh.
Switches.
The kids do disappear.
They
and
do
there are switches that get flipped in it.
Exactly.
And like yeah rotating shit that no one addresses.
No.
Right
yeah
in the middle
so
of the fucking
okay
house.
This
kids
is this
just like scootering around it.
This yeah. So this fucking happens weird right after they walk in. So the door opens, they walk in, Razor Scooter goes around and around and around and around the spinning floor in the middle. Why would you not immediately leave?
Exactly.
Be like, oh, this floor sucks, I'm out.
Well, don't even ask a question like, hey, why does the floor spin here?
Yeah.
They're just like, nah, don't step on that shit. Let's go
right
to the next room.
In the lawyer's head, he's just thinking, don't ask about the spinning floor. Don't ask about the spinning floor.
And no one mentioned the ropes and pulley systems all over the house.
I know.
Yeah.
There's exposed
pulleys. I
think
the door lock actually opens on a grandfather clock system, and once it hits like high noon or something,
those are the locks for the 13 ghosts.
Well, I know, but it looks like a grandfather.
Then yes, they absolutely do. It's very confusing.
Gene and Todd are both doing the robot trying to explain the grandfather clock.
But that's what it looks like.
So then creepy lawyers are
there. Wait, I just realized there's 13 jail cells in the basement, and no one mentions that either.
Yes. Well, and it's clear the lawyer knows. Well,
the lawyer knows. Yeah,
there's more scenes with Shalhoub and the lawyer, but pretty much
the lawyer had gorgeous eyes.
He did. Tony Shalhoub and all the family, pretty much every character in this movie is in that room with a spinny wheel in the center, right?
Right.
In the floor.
Yeah.
And then Shalhoub and the lawyer have to go sign some paperwork, so they don't do it there. They go to the office in this house.
Yeah.
And he says, don't go anywhere, to the maid, Shannon Elizabeth, and Minnie Shalhoub.
Yes, because he said, look at all this expensive stuff. We're rich now. Don't touch all the expensive
stuff.
Yeah,
don't break anything. Anyway, so he bones out, and then immediately the maid's like, fuck, let's go check out this house. So
exactly.
They go check out the house.
Because that's the whole point.
But this is where the whole movie falls apart, because of how excited they are to have this house and not question any of the weird shit that's everywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tony Shalhoub, I think, is questioning it a little bit.
Well, all the glass walls have Latin writing all over them, too.
What is it? Latin or... Yeah, I mean, something. It's some foreign language.
No one talks about it, so I don't know.
I think it's a cult.
No one does address that, do they? No one's like, I wonder what this means. They're just like, oh, cool. Saw this on House Hunters.
Or the giant spinning pentagram in the middle of the foyer. There's a long time of them just wandering around this house. Then Matthew Lillard goes...
like 20 minutes.
It is. Yeah. It is. Well, this is also where, interspersed with them, like, walking around the house, you see, like, these doors opening and ghosts walking out,
and
right?
And you see glasses, too.
That's true. Yes. And glasses are sort of strategically placed in these different rooms.
It's almost like someone wanted you to put them on.
So it's Shannon Elizabeth goes to the bathroom. That's the only room she cares about.
Matthew Lillard goes down into the basement and
wanders
because
he's looking
for a while. Yeah,
well, he says the fuse box.
Oh,
but
it's like ghost jail. I'm not sure why Matthew Lillard was there. Was he trying to set some ghosts free or what?
He was trying to save the family.
Oh,
yeah, he's trying to save the family.
Because he found out what the devious plan was.
Because the wife thing. We get to it later.
Evil lawyer just wants to go down and get the money out of the evil.
Get the money.
I mean, he wants to get the money and run.
And so he picks up the briefcase full of money off of one of the ghost pedals. And that's what starts
there's
unleashing
like three
all the
pedals.
Ghosts.
It's like they,
I don't
they
think
didn't
it was a ghost
any, like,
pedal. Those pedals existed.
That was the sustain pedal on the ghost.
It was.
Piano.
It was like a piano. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It looked more like a car to me. It's like they just ran out of things.
Oh,
they got them at Steve Avery's place. The pick a heart thing.
Somebody pulled apart
because you had your clutch, your brake, and your gas. And
it did have those.
Use all three as opposed to just one pedal.
Exactly. And by lifting the briefcase off, that's what activates all the ghosts.
That Indiana Jones shit
starts opening the stuff, and it opened up the angry princess. Right.
I think so.
I'm pointing at Todd because that was Todd's
and sealed
ghost.
The doors out.
That is true.
It did. So that's when the doors closed from the outside and also opened the angry princess's vault.
Yeah, an evil lawyer, he's walking to the evil office and he's looking at all the ghosts and he's like flicking them off and he's like, hey,
he's like,
topless ghost.
I think he even says nice tits to the angry princess. Yeah.
So,
and I mean, it's factually accurate.
Yeah. I've got fun facts about that.
Oh,
I've got facts and backstory on all of these ghosts, too.
Well, I wish the movie would have had those.
I know, right?
That's why you got to go to Blockbuster and get the special features. So evil lawyer activates the ghosts, lets out the angry princess. She's like creeping up.
Is
on
it a knife she has?
The fun fact I had said butcher knife, but it's a big knife.
It is a big knife, sticking, whatever it is. Yeah.
And so he backs up, and then one of the doors closes and closes right on him.
This was rough for me.
Yeah.
This is, I think, honestly, this is the only moment in the movie that sort of grossed me out in a very real way, and I didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I jumped a little bit, too.
Yeah, backstory. The house is filled with a bunch of sliding doors, like at a retail store.
Yes.
Apparently that are super rad, too. Super sharp. And
it reminded me of Star Trek a little bit. All the doors in Star Trek, just without the sound effect.
Well, it's weird, because on the opening credits, you see Greg Nicotero's name and the special effects. You know, he's done a ton of things. He's very talented, but nothing looks Greg Nicotero-esque until this kill, which
I was about to say, because this looks really good.
This is the best kill of the
movie. It is gross, and then it's so out of place because nothing else is like it for the rest of the movie.
Right, because they spent all their money on this.
That's true. It blew their wad right here.
Right. Yeah,
and the torso looked pretty good, but you only see it in one shot, and they reuse that shot.
Yeah. So he gets split in half, and this is the one thing that I remembered about this movie, and he just kind of slowly goes to the floor. His glasses fall off first, then his tie falls off. It's awesome.
Yeah.
They were going to milk this scene, too.
I did not like it. Yeah, I'm sure it did.
It's like that part in Resident Evil, and I think it happens in Cube, too, where the body gets split apart and then just, like, falls down.
And the blood's different in this one, too. The blood looks more realistic. It's not Kool-Aid Jim Jones shit. It's a cool scene. It just doesn't fit with the rest of the movie.
Right.
I wish the rest of the movie
Yeah, this scene looks like it's from a better movie.
It does.
very early 2000s look to it, you know?
Well, I mean, this came out 2001,
so
yeah.
The frame rate is way too high on this fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's cranked to 1,000.
It looks like it's on Telemundo.
It really does. How about you, Tony?
¿Por qué?
So then Matthew Lillard goes down into the ghost basement. He's still wandering around, and he's having like a little Matthew Lillard, like seizure orgasm on
Lillard.
The floor. Oh, sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Pardon Lillard. Me. And he's like freaking out because he's starting to see all the ghosts.
Yeah.
And they're tracking him down.
He's feeling them.
And he's like genuflecting all over the floor. And
but is in this scene where you see like the flashes where
yes.
he starts to see visions or whatever.
Yes.
And you've seen this in other scenes. Like there's the scene in the office where Lillard's still wearing the orange jumpsuit before he takes it off and reveals he's wearing a blazer underneath and all that shit. But like yeah. Tony Shalhoub's touching him and he sees like the flashes of his family or whatever.
Did we skip that scene?
Where
no,
yeah,
we
skipped
it.
He's still down in the basement. And
oh
he's
shit, we haven't got there yet.
Because he's seeing all the ghosts. And now, and I think he sees that one of them's gotten out or something. And that's when he comes back up and he says, you have to get the fuck
that's
out
right,
of
you're
here.
That's right, you're right, you're right.
He takes off his orange jumpsuit to reveal himself to be Matthew Lillard the whole time. And he says, there are a bunch of ghosts down
I would have got away with it too.
I'm Matthew Lillard.
Oh, wow.
So he's explaining. I wrote, Matthew Lillard comes clean. He tells him all this. And this happens pretty quickly in the
it
movie.
It does.
I actually think this movie is a sequel to Summer Catch with Matthew Lillard's character.
Summer Catch.
What?
Is that the baseball movie?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Team Couch.
Yes.
Team Couch. I got you, bro.
Thank God. Okay. I'll explain the joke to you then.
Please
he
do.
Doesn't make it to Major League Baseball.
Right.
So he starts hunting ghosts.
Well, and one of the ghosts hits him with a baseball bat a bunch.
The theory
holds. I mean, we got to workshop it a little bit.
The theory holds, guys. The theory holds.
All right.
The ship floats.
So this is when he goes back. So this is when he goes back up and talks to Tony Shalhoub in the office with the lawyer, right?
Yeah, and he's like, "You guys got to get the fuck out." I think the lawyer might already be dead. And then Shannon Elizabeth goes and just enjoys the fuck out of a bathroom. And then she's sitting in the bathtub, and they go in. She goes into this glass window bathroom and just starts like admiring her hair in the mirror for hours.
But just like
hours.
The little tweaky parts of her hair, though,
yes.
Like not her actual
she's
whole head of hair.
She's got a ponytail.
She's hot. She could get it for sure. So like they were just milking that as much
they
as they could. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's in a bathroom and it's Shannon Elizabeth, so you're going to yeah. get your money.
Playing with your expectations.
Exactly.
I did sort of like the shot where they yeah. wanted you to see what the room one. Looked like through the glasses, even mm-hmm. though the glasses, she wasn't wearing them. Mm-hmm. So they shoot it through the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And then mm-hmm. I thought that was a cool shot.
I didn't notice that.
This was in the movie was still pretty decent.
So, okay, but what we see through the glasses is there's blood all over this bathroom.
I'm sorry is written on the floor.
I'm sorry, yeah, and I've got a fun fact about that.
Oh.
And so the naked
so you
ghost,
needed an encyclopedia to understand this fucking movie. I
yeah.
got it.
Watching the special features thing is more enjoyable than watching the movie, and it's only 13 minutes. So she's sitting in the bathtub, and it's full of blood, but Shannon Elizabeth doesn't see any of this. She's too busy fixing her hair in the mirror and then going marveling at running water.
Yeah,
so she
like,
turns
which
water.
Is pretty rad.
A bathtub. Yeah.
I mean,
indoor plumbing is rad.
Cool.
Honestly, I would not want to live without indoor plumbing.
In 2019, you guys should try it.
Yeah. It's about time, guys.
That's what we need for the pod law.
It's the future.
So she's like taking this water in her hand and splashing it on her face like she hasn't had a bath in 20 years. The naked ghost is sitting there and about to attack her. And then
about
something
to stab her,
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like
and then
Shalhoub
comes up and goes, where's your brother? I told you to stay in the room downstairs.
And he did.
And yeah. somehow that scares her from killing her.
Right.
Which is the only time this happens.
I know, yeah. I'm not sure why that
very
scared
curious.
Her off.
Well, she
man.
Watched Angry Princess Ghost, was like nice to Shannon Elizabeth because she watched her
that
do the will
true.
Of the wisp
that
of the hair.
True.
Then she gets in the bathtub with her. She just wants a friend.
She might have seen a lot of herself in Shannon Elizabeth.
Game, respect, game.
Yeah.
So
real recognizes real.
When she does start to get upset is when the blood starts coming out of the faucet and she's about to put her blood on the face, but then Shannon Elizabeth backs off, so maybe she just didn't want people like bathing in her blood.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is legit.
I get it.
Yeah. So the ghosts are starting to get out and Bobby's just tooling around in the basement on this little scooter.
Yeah, cool, because he hears his mom's voice.
He does.
And
he,
a kid's
well,
voice.
He hears,
and another voice. Yeah,
he
two voices.
He hears the lady's voice, the bound lady's voice, saying,
yes.
Hey, come down here and play with us. And then
Miss
he hears...
Miss Autoerotic his, Asphyxiation is her name.
Yes. Mrs. David Carradine.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh,
that's so sad.
But the mom is telling him, don't go down here, don't go down
and
here.
And this little asshole does not listen.
He's I know, like, because he's like, Mom? Punk. So then he follows her. So what she should have done was...
Get out of here, you little bitch!
Exactly.
He probably would have still went down there. He didn't seem like the brightest.
No, he Bobby. Razor scooters, come on. Like, get a skateboard.
He had fallen off that scooter a couple times. I did not see him wearing a helmet, so I think that was definitely some trauma to the head.
To be fair, his hair was so spiky, the helmet probably wouldn't have protected much.
It just bounces off of that hair.
Right, it only protects from here up.
He had so much product.
I bet his podcast sucks.
I know, I bet the sound quality is just
terrible. I liked his podcast. He's like, you know, suicides outnumber... I was like, wow, this kid's got it going on.
He's they found facts. A head behind that Dunkin' Donuts. So then Bobby gets stuck in the basement, and the adults go on a mission to try
we don't
to
know
find
Bobby
him.
Gets stuck in the basement. We just don't see Bobby again for the
Bobby's
rest of the
film. You literally don't until the very end of the movie.
Bobby just gone.
Disappears.
They couldn't afford to pay a tutor for him to be on set.
He goes down the stairs. No more Bobby.
We've had Bobby for like 5 hours, and now we have
I know.
To get rid
child
of him.
Labor
so,
laws.
Let's just write him out.
It's a wrap on Bobby.
Day one, he's done.
And then you do kind of forget about him for a while.
Hell yeah. I was actually pretty happy that he was gone.
I know. I don't like him very much. All right. So then we see the hammer, and that's when Matthew Lillard starts to explain the rules.
Can't touch this.
He looks like the ghost of what's that?
John Henry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Team couch. Couch. Yeah.
Hashtag team couch. This
I
podcast
hate team
is taking
turns. We better lock it up, Jen.
Team chair.
Team chair.
Look, look at them. They're feeling insecure.
Right,
team couch.
On fire.
Yes.
Yeah, we're so completely.
I'm gonna go ahead and turn down Team Couch's mic.
Mute the whole time. We're just talking. Final episode. There's nothing.
We're recording on my phone. We're at least our own podcast.
We can redeem ourselves with a musical parody.
Yes.
Start working on it.
Yeah. Give me my hammer pants.
All right. So then they see the hammer. Matthew Lillard.
It's Lillard.
Lillard. Hey, I said it. Explains the rules because there are certain rules that one has to abide by when keeping ghosts in ghost jails in a haunted mansion house.
Naturally.
So he's telling us this is when we learn what ectoglass is,
right? No, we don't. What are they called? We don't learn what ectoglass is.
Ectobar glass.
Ectobar glass.
Ectobar glass.
That shit, like he expects everyone else to know what the fuck that means.
Exactly. This is what keeps the ghosts from getting through, duh. There are ghosts. They're not alive.
He does
anymore.
Really sort of ghost knowledge shame them. Yeah.
Like,
you know that shit you guys have never heard about? Yeah. Stop being stupid about it.
You mean containment spells?
Ectoplasm. Yeah.
So dumb.
It's like Tony Shalhoub and his family like walked into Comic-Con because that woman appears too and she's like, that's a magnesium flare. And he's like, what the fuck is all of
what
this?
What are you doing?
I keep trying to make it a Space Odyssey joke and it's just not happening.
2001 A Ghost Odyssey. Boom. Got it.
Oh. Would have been a better movie.
I love how Jen's been working for an hour and 8 minutes to come up with this 2001 Space Odyssey joke. You just bring up the premise and Mikey nails it down.
So Matthew Lillard explains the rules, but he's an asshole, but I still love him. And then the jackal attacks Shannon Elizabeth.
The jackal does?
The jackal is the box head.
Oh, jackal is box head. That's right. And the jackal does attack Shannon Elizabeth, but that's not till later.
No, it's
the whole middle
on,
45 minutes are like the same scene over and over again.
Well, it's all
in
like
the same
corridors.
Yeah.
Like this, it's like when they shoot like Saved by the Bell, they have like two hallways and they just shoot it in different like angles of the same two hallways. Yeah. It's the same thing in this movie, but it's like with creepy corridors.
There was literally like two sets and they just tried every angle possible to make it look like multiple sets.
Right. And half of it is glass, so you could.
I mean, fair.
It worked out, you know. Sometimes you got writing.
It worked out is a strong word.
It is that's a stance to take, for sure.
It's actually two words, Mikey.
Team chairs.
Team chairs. Hashtag team chairs. Team couch could suck it. All right. So
all right, it's we're coming back, man.
Is the jackal male or female, though? I always thought it was a chick, but
it's
you said
male.
It's a dude.
I thought it was a chick, too, team
chair.
Do
you want to hear the story of the jackal now, or do you want me to save it?
Yeah, we might as well, because otherwise we can
okay,
go
so
farther
the jackal, his name is Ryan Kuhn. He was...
Spell that for me.
Is that the actor?
Kill
no, the name of the actual ghost, Ryan. Oh,
okay. They actually bothered to give this fucking
they
name.
They did, dude.
Why?
They've got backstories and names for all 13
And that's
of these
what's
ghosts.
So sad about this movie. It could have been cool.
Put it in the movie.
Oh
this
God.
Is what you
Was
have.
It two different, like one guy was in charge of directing and one guy was in charge of this part?
Like creating a mythos or whatever?
This guy went through like a whole like Tolkien-esque history.
Right.
And the director was like, fuck all that shit.
He wrote the 13 Ghosts Silmarillion.
Right.
And they didn't use it.
Fucking 3 years in the making.
Oh, let's just show tits.
Actually,
all those words in the glass were actually a language created. Yeah. Like, come on, guys. I worked so hard.
I spent 10 months in a foxhole writing Elvish as a language, and you didn't use it in the movie?
Yeah, we only got two sets, so.
We really liked the tit one. We liked the tit ghost. The rest of them, though.
We'll give her a backstory.
All right, tell me about the jackal, though.
He murdered a lot of sex workers.
Okay, seems fair.
But he wanted to stop. so he committed himself to an asylum.
Okay.
But he was still crazy.
Why is he mad?
So he attacked a nurse.
Okay.
And so they put him in a straitjacket. And they put him in that straitjacket for so long that his arm, they just left him in the straitjacket all the time.
That's
and
not
so
ethical.
His arm, exactly. Mm-hmm. So his arms started to like contort and he started to try to gnaw the straitjacket off. And that's when they put that
cage on his head.
Exactly. And they just left it there forever. And so then his hair grew out and they put him down in the basement. And then one day, a fire in the asylum happened. And he chose to stay down in the basement.
Flamecopter strikes again.
I came for you, Jackal. You killed my sister. Flame tricycle.
She had fallen on hard times.
Flamecopter gets revenge.
She's just trying to earn money to feed her son.
So that story was like better than the entire movie.
I'm telling you. There are 12 better stories here.
What the fuck happened here?
Where are we in the story?
So Shannon Elizabeth got jackaled. So he's got these really long fingernails because they left him down in the basement and his hair grew really long and so he's just slashing
up. Just jackaling off all over
he is because he had team couch
team couch
team chair can't even get their own
team couch you have to work for this
you said team couch and I co-signed it so hard anyway so she's getting jackaled
winning
and the jackal like scratches off all her clothes
oh my god we were so close to seeing some Shannon.
You see that part of her bra has come loose, but you don't see
it.
Anything.
Looked like it cut open, but later it's totally fine. Oh,
and that's when new mom with her flamethrower light thing.
I love the new mom. That was awesome.
I know. Todd said new mom, and I just went with it for the rest of the movie.
I thought it was hilarious.
It is
magnesium flare, you fucking noob. Jesus Christ.
How dare I?
I thought you hunted some ghosts before.
Layman's terms, please. She's one of the Greenpeace twins from the beginning.
Yeah, Indiana Jane comes in, throws her magnesium flare and save Shannon Elizabeth's boob from popping out.
Budget ass Resident
Evil. Very upset
here.
About that.
And then they like drag her by her feet through all of the hallways as jackal. Yeah.
And then
clearly she doesn't work anymore.
And she's not like unconscious. She's like, pull me faster.
Yeah. So they're just like dragging her, like with her head trailing behind this jackal ghost. Yeah.
Pull me faster, Tony Shalhoub.
Because the jackal's gonna get me. Then new mom explains it all, and she says that the house is like a machine.
She's a hip new mom, though. She's got that nose nose piercing.
Mm-hmm. And nice she got some chainmail.
Yeah.
And she knows all about ghost hunting.
She does, yeah. She's got all the lingo, plus she's got those
flares.
Her and
Matthew Lillard should just got it on. They're the only two that knows what the fuck going
on. They should.
On.
Except they
and
hate
they
each other.
And they were walking around shaming everybody who didn't know what
they
was going
really
on.
They really were, yeah. They can just enjoy their
superiority. I really just feel like
together.
This family walked in on like a LARP session.
What's LARP?
Oh my god, live action role playing?
Oh.
Oh my god, Team Couch!
How do you not know?
Magnesium missile, magnesium missile.
Magnesium. Oh, yo, I have a D20 roll, my god. My armor made out of ectobar blocks that.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about? Learn the ghost stuff, okay?
Then talk to us.
Did you not even bring your own gear? Right. My god.
Haven't you read the Necronomicon?
Oh my Jesus.
Is it actually I don't think it is.
Oh my god.
So many people are so mad right now. I hate these guys.
We don't have that.
Definitely the ones that are going to write in.
Hey, at Jacob Hopkins.
Please do. Send me all your angry tweets. I am.
You can tweet us at Team Couch.
Yeah, make sure to add in hashtag Team Couch. Otherwise, I won't see it.
I may or may not have done live action role playing at some point.
Yes! Okay, I'm not going to lie, though, Todd. I'd LARP with you. I wouldn't be super deep into it, but I'd have a good time.
You wouldn't get super deep into that LARP with Todd.
Not super deep into
it's just
LARP
people
world,
like pretending and playing like you were when you were kids, just adults doing it. It's not that bad.
I do that now. It's all about pretending to work.
All right, so then what happened? New mom has explained it all. She said the house is a machine for the devil, which no shit, because it doesn't look like a house. There's a whole bunch of Matthew Lillard like trying to escape ghosts down
as
in this tunnel.
Be.
They're all, and at one point he gets stuck in a room and he's like, thanks, maid. I'm now stuck
I will
in
say
the room.
This. Tony Shalhoub and new mom are hanging out talking, learning things about ghosts or whatever, and each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they turn around and Shannon Elizabeth is gone. And we don't see her again until the very end, too.
That's right. Mm. Yeah. We kind of just forget. Then Lillard gets trapped in this room and he gets beat by the baseball bat ghost. And then,
the
I don't know how.
The greaser baseball guy?
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, what is his
design.
What is his deal?
Yeah,
what's
give
his
us
name?
His backstory.
Yes,
I want to hear about the other movie I want to see besides this movie.
He is the
tell me the movie we didn't get.
He's the Torn Prince.
Sure he is.
And he is a hotshot baseball player, but he's an asshole too. And he's got this hot rod car.
Of course
and
he does. I saw the jacket.
Exactly. Yeah, and he gets in a drag race with somebody, but he loses control of his car, which may or may not have been because of a cut brake line by a rival baseball
team.
Listen to the
James Dean song. I heard this
one before.
I
know. So then the car, he gets into a fiery car accident, and he gets all torn up because they have to drag him out from under the car, but he dies. So
again,
that,
a better
that's
movie.
That's his deal.
So it wasn't a better movie,
exactly.
Really.
Every scary, quote-unquote scary scene in this movie is hurt to me by the flashing of, like, the ghosts flash in existence and out of existence so much that nothing seems scary at all.
That flashing isn't even that scary. Like, I hate jump scares, and these are not really jump scares.
Well, yeah, it's not scary. It's not a jump scare, and you don't even get a good look at the ghost most of the time.
Right.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
Which, for, like, this movie should be really scary, and we were talking about before you guys got here whether we thought Todd was going to be scared by this, and I was scared by some of it.
The dude getting split in half was by far the scariest thing.
Because that's the only thing that comes out of the blue, really, other than just a ghost, like, having his face in the glass, but at a certain point you realize that there's glass in between you, and so there's no threat, really.
And every time they hit the glass, there's, like, a nice little sparks fly everywhere.
Well, they don't explain it, but that's Ecto Bar.
Yeah, the Ecto Bar doing its Ecto Bar thing. I get
Ecto
that,
Bar
obviously.
Friction.
I'm not a ghost noob.
I read the manual.
I read the manual.
Stop talking bad about our own team.
Sorry. I already gave them a point. All right. So then Matthew Lillard tactical rolls out of this baseball bat.
Oh, my God,
prison.
He does.
It is really cool.
That was
pretty
rad.
This is when he was running around with the maid.
Yeah.
And he did that with that sweet blazer on and that shirt.
So then they escape the dungeon after fighting off Jackal, the hammer, the stock lady, like all kinds of crazy ghosts just keep following them around. Not really being that scary, but they're running away from them.
Yes, because climbing
up
a ladder is the best way to escape.
I don't think it was a ladder so much. It was, they climbed up.
It looks like part of an elevator shaft with
tables fucking everywhere. They make no sense. It's just like part of the design choice, I guess.
That's how they have to know how to turn the power in Jurassic Park back on.
But yeah, clearly ghosts cannot climb cables and or go to the second story.
And the ghosts just look up and they're like, well,
motherfucker, how did they know?
Well, it's because they're ecto cables. Oh, so the ghosts can't climb
them.
Team motherfucking chat.
Ecto lube all over the place and just can't get up it.
All right, so Lillard Flair saves the day by taking his flare and throwing it into stock lady throat. Yeah, he suddenly realizes.
Oh, because Shalhoub gets attacked.
Shalhoub does. He's like, hey,
remember
he gets
his back
me,
ripped
guys?
Up.
Yeah, he does.
He's going to have scars on his back and make him look like he's amazing at sex.
That's true. Or a predator.
Okay, I was very glad you said predator.
So then Matthew Lillard saves the day. He and New Mom fight a lot. He reveals how hard it is to have the touch because he can never find true love because every time he tries to sleep with a woman, he can see all of her past
guys. I don't think that happened. Did that happen?
Yeah.
He talked about sleeping with women?
He talked about how it is when
you can't have like physical contact with someone when all you're seeing is the shittiest parts of their lives.
Yeah. Flanagan stole
that's
that for Hill House.
I mean,
all right, so then...
Oh, he touched Tony, and then he sees that the wife died.
Yeah, we find out that the fourth ghost is the mom.
Yeah, she's the mom that slept in gum. Yeah.
This is not very good burn makeup
at all.
It isn't.
Some of the worst. I've seen cosplayers do better than this.
Yeah, I feel like burn... Now, I don't know anything about burn makeup or special effects, but I feel like that's a pretty easy one to do.
I know enough to know that's not good.
Which is sad, because she's like the ghost we see the most of. And
she's
the
ghostest with the mostest.
The ghostest we see the mostest.
Nailed it.
But she has the worst makeup.
So much so that even at the end, when all the ghosts are going away, you see her and they're like, do you want to put her makeup on? Like, no.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
Like, hey, your call time's 4 a.m. because we got to put that makeup. She's like, fuck you. I'm not putting makeup on anything. I'll just stand there looking great.
All right. So then New Mom explains the machine.
It's some 15th century philosopher who like.
But he has a Greek name from like the first century.
Yeah.
Stavos,
he was tripping
Evilos.
Balls and designed this house.
Tripping, well, I think you mean demonically possessed.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Futuristic house. He's like, look, a couple thousand years, they're going to have this shit. It's going to be great.
Yeah. It's the house of the future and
y'all don't know
devil.
What ectoplasmic glass is yet. You're not ready
for it. But when you guys discover ectoplasmic glass.
I'm going to look like a genius.
Yeah.
So there's three petals.
Like a piano? Yeah, like a piano.
Like a piano.
So what's going to happen is he's going to start doing some chant thing, and the ghosts are all going to go to the center to open the Oculera Inferno or something, which is, I think, translates to the Eye of the Devil.
I think Dante wrote that, right?
He did. Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime you throw Oculus in there, it already, downhill turn. You know that's coming. Downhill turn.
You're my favorite. All right, so they say we need the 13th ghost, because that's the name.
Surprise!
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub is supposed to be the 13th ghost, and this is all a plan from evil uncle, because he now has to save his kids, and he's going to have to make a sacrifice of true love and jump into the middle of the grinding gears thing.
You're just reminding me how convoluted the expositional parts of this movie
are. I know. Yeah.
There's that one scene after Tony Shalhoub's back gets all messed up where they're like in a room talking. This is before they go back downstairs with the ectoplasmic glass or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And they're like dropping exposition like Eminem dropping a diss track. It's so heavy-handed.
We start talking.
Yeah, we did.
We were like, okay, that's enough.
There are like three different sections in here when I said so-and-so explains it all. Because it doesn't make sense. Because what this movie is just a bunch of creepy ghosts running around. And we need the backstory.
You know what I hate about this too, especially when the machinery comes in, is that it's the worst movie in the world about giving you an idea of the space. Like, you have no idea where the fuck you are at any given moment.
Yeah, well, okay,
so
there's that part where everything's exploding. Well, this is at the very end when Tony Shalhoub is, like, saving his kids. But, like, the house is exploding from all over the house. And it keeps cutting to those explosions. And then back to the room that Tony Shalhoub and his kids in, where nothing is happening. But I was under the impression that they were at the top of the gears.
Right. In the dead
center. All of
those,
the gears are getting ripped apart and blown apart. And then it cuts to the top of that they're precariously sitting on. Nothing's even shaking.
Everything's fine.
They're just like hanging out. Yeah.
All good here.
It just doesn't make sense.
It's almost like it's a bad movie.
I know.
Anyway, so I think we're at the part in the plot where Tony Shalhoub and Matthew Lillard go back downstairs
they
with the ectoplasmic glass, right?
Yeah, they
I don't even know what
the
plan is really at this point.
Because we were bored and talking. Yeah. I think it basically, they ripped out one of the containment panes of the ectoglass, and they walk around it like a big riot shield.
Which was like, how the hell did they get that panel of glass?
They cut to them holding it.
Yeah, panel of glass. The same type of glass that has sliced a man in half in seconds. And they're just wandering around.
I mean, I'm guessing the construction crew probably had some extras in case one, you know, kind of faulty.
The prop master walked over and said, hold this.
What do you think the contractors were thinking about this house here?
It's like the H.H. Holmes house. You like have somebody build one room and then you kill them. And then you hire somebody else to build another floor and then you kill
them. But all the rooms are see-through.
That is true. Team couch.
Which makes it even more confusing that they ever got lost at any point.
That's
you can
true.
Look one direction
and
see outside.
Oh, like, where the fuck is Todd? Only this house is made of glass. I don't know exactly where he is.
Yeah, I look up and see Todd like showering. I just see his feet. Oh,
Todd's feet in the toilet. And his phone that he's playing games.
It's like Cyrus is like, hello? This is a cult construction. I need some help.
Would you like the ectoglass or the non-ectoglass?
We're having some trouble painting your containment spells on there. We're going to run over budget.
We're going to need another week on this.
Damn you, occult construction always screwing me on the bills.
They said they can't work today because it's raining, but it's not raining.
Anyways, they have a random sheet of glass somehow.
They do, and they
just fuck around.
They wander around with it behind it. Like, no, none of the ghosts can
also, this is the point in the film where everyone looks like they're going through heroin withdrawal.
Yeah.
Everyone's real pale, sweaty, shaky, for no reason.
It's like the first 20 minutes of Evil Dead remake. I can make a joke about a horror movie.
Aww. Yay. Yay, team chair. So then they have their glass riot spell plan, and it's working. They get attacked by baseball bat guy, and he never thinks to just reach around the glass and bonk him.
Please. He's a very selfish, very selfish jock. He would never give a reach around.
They don't do that in locker rooms at all.
Yeah, that's never happened in a locker room. So they're holding their riot shield, and sparks are just going off all over the place because the bat guy is swinging at it. I don't understand why Matthew Lillard, Jack and Roses.
Lillard,
thank you. Why he Jack and Roses? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I know, because there's not enough room because he's body shaming Matthew Lillard now.
Is it because the ghosts are coming from two different directions?
I think so. They have to barricade themselves.
I heard the tin whistle playing, so he had to sacrifice himself.
I thought he was just tired of being in the movie.
He probably was.
Could be.
Fuck these guys. They don't know shit about ectoglass.
You know what sounds better than being in this movie? Craft services. Tony Shalhoub, hold this riot shield ectoglass and door.
He just got tired of condescendingly explaining all this
stuff. They shoved the baseball ghost through the wall. I thought they killed the baseball ghost for a second.
They did.
You can't kill a ghost.
They did. They smushed one with the glass.
What, do you have a magnesium player?
He blew the fuck up. Yeah, they smushed him with the glass, which apparently kills them. And so they were like, cool.
But he didn't die.
And then the hammer shows up.
Oh yeah, I like the hand.
The juggernaut shows up.
But at the end, the baseball guy comes back because Tony Shalhoub had to count them all
right.
out.
Because the rules are fast and loose.
Because you can't kill a ghost.
Wait, why'd they go in the basement?
To find the kids.
Oh yeah, because okay.
the kids that we forgot
shit
about
with the goddamn scooter. Yeah, you don't care about.
Exactly.
So anyway, ghosts are coming from two different corridors, right?
Yeah, and
Matthew Lillard is like Tony Shalhoub. You have to make it because your career will survive this movie. Mine will not. So he saves him. He puts him behind the glass.
He does.
Which apparently was the heaviest piece of glass in the world. How the hell they carried it down there, we'll never know. Because Shalhoub had the hardest time getting out from that.
This scene was ruined, as Todd points out, because Matthew Lillard psychically sees this scene 20 minutes ago.
And we think he's going to like outsmart him and like then get got by another ghost.
He knows how he's going to die the entire movie and then lets it happen.
Yeah. And then the juggernaut just lifts him up after the hammer and the juggernaut kind of territorially fight over who gets to kill him. And then
Which would have been better, though, had they really
it would have.
Had they Freddy versus Jason fight over who got to kill him, that shit would have been dope.
Yeah. Team chair.
Team chair.
And then he could have snuck away with the power of his charisma. But no, he gets back broke.
Wrong stat.
Charisma check.
That's how he was able to lift all that ecto glass, you know?
You are not good at Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, you're very bad at this.
I've got 20 charisma. Why can't I lift this?
Come on, guys.
Oh, and this is when we realize that new mom is working with not dead evil uncle.
Well, we see, so I was about to say, we see Cyrus as not
around.
A ghost. Right.
Yeah. We don't for sure know that he's not a ghost.
We do at this point because he kisses her.
I don't know. Can you make out with a ghost?
If they're inhabiting Whoopi Goldberg's body, you can.
But not the rest of him. Like, you might not know who the fuck this is.
That's right.
Like, I think we know who the shoes and the cane guy are.
Exactly.
We don't need to, like, have this guest moment.
Oh, I thought it was really the hammer the whole time.
And then she hits the maid in the head.
Oh, yeah. That's when she turns.
It's easy to skip that.
We see a little smirk, and that's when
I don't want to call the maid a token character, but it definitely was not a progressive
film.
She's
not a maid. She's the babysitter.
Yeah, she
is the Will Smith of this movie. And I mean that because she is sort of a token character, but also the credits are a rap that she writes and performs.
And she gets the comedy line at the very end.
She does. Yeah.
Okay, so new mom smashes her in the head, and that's how we know that new mom is not on our side anymore. New mom is part of Team Couch, not Team Chair, and has been working with evil uncle the whole time.
The whole time, since before, when she was fucking the other Greenpeace guy trying to get the books.
Wait, would this all work better as like a DuckTales episode?
Or a Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous.
New mom.
I said that once right before sex. It didn't go well.
Because she
sex is always dangerous.
Distracted you and then ran out.
Well, she wasn't even in the mood.
Oh, my God. Jim low-key with a real low blow.
Team Chair has turned on each other.
You're just going to have to listen back to that one later. That's a
future
good one.
Team Solo Chair.
Oh, you're nothing without me.
So new mom is turned on the group.
Okay, so new mom is turned on the group, and now new mom.
That's with the Necronomicon.
Oh, and we find out that guy's not dead.
Yes, he's not dead. He's still got his neck slash thing. They
we
make
find out.
We
find out that he's the Joker and she's his Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I don't really get that reference, but I'll go with it.
Here's the most obvious pop culture reference of all time. Yeah,
for real. Like, how did you not get that?
I haven't seen that movie.
Some things you just don't have to see, but that's fine.
That's true.
Guys,
I
I'm currently seeking new members for Team Chair.
Taking applications.
Hit me up at hashtag Team Chair.
Yes, hashtag Team Chair.
But then here's what's weird, because then he says the kids are now in danger. We're going to use the kids as bait. And that's when she starts feeling bad about the whole thing. Like, did she not know this was the whole plan all the time?
I'm pretty sure she knew.
They were she has to have known.
Yeah, no, but that's when she starts to grow a conscience.
You.
Yeah, like, what the fuck were you
thinking? She gives Cyrus the book. She gives him the audio recording.
The spells.
Yeah.
The spells.
Like, will you love me now?
She
I did everything
the,
you wanted.
Don't be mad
though.
At me.
Yeah.
New mommy's got some
missing.
Daddy issues for
she
sure, because Cyrus is way old for her.
Well, you don't become a ghost spell person from a great upbringing.
Then we start the recording that starts to summon the ghosts. So, and she gets squashed in the
wall. He kills her right then.
It's not a very good squash scene, but
no,
it's not. Yeah,
I feel like you could have come up with a better way to kill her.
They blew all their money on the cut in half scene.
They did.
Get the squashing.
Honestly, when I saw that split in half scene, I was like, oh shit,
you were
this is
for some
definitely going to be too much for me. This movie's going to be too much.
Yeah.
But the rest of the movie was not too much for me. Like, it was not that scary.
You got catfished.
Okay, Monk and the wife reconnect through the glass.
Yes,
and the mom comes up and they have a little moment. And they could just go around.
Yeah, he does.
He's
still
and, like,
too scared to go
each other.
Talk to his wife.
It's because she got all that gum. He doesn't want to get stuck to her.
Well, and then she disappears.
She does.
Well,
yeah,
into her place
because
or whatever.
They start, yeah, the summoning thing, and she has to go.
Yeah.
Even the power of love can't contradict that spell.
Ghost
thing.
Rules.
And then we see that the kids are somehow in the middle of this machine, which I don't know how that happened. I guess new mom did it before she tried to save the day or something.
Things and stuff.
Yes, yes,
exactly.
Stuff happens.
And it's like this giant, like, circular blender thing with, like, just it'll slice in too. And Shannon Elizabeth and Minnie Taloub are in the middle of it.
We haven't talked about Minnie Taloub in a while. He's now
thank
back.
God.
The movie hasn't talked about Minnie Taloub in a while.
Awesome. Honestly, thank he's God. Only in this for about 35, 40 minutes at most.
He is, yes. Yeah.
Which is almost too much, really. I would argue is too much.
They just had to shoot on weekends.
His parents are divorced. So every 2 weeks.
It could only happen when the dad, when it was the dad's weekend. Because the mom was not
his
supposed to know.
His dad's the director of the movie. Like,
he didn't want the mom to know that he was involving his kid in this.
I have custody too, Sheila.
He's going to be famous one day.
He's not.
You see, son, the mom goes has two faces because she's a two-face.
I think we're getting to the root of this now.
The plan is to for Monk to jump into the machine and cut himself in half, and he's the sacrifice. And
to become the
13th
ghost, yes.
Right. And that's when we see evil.
Is that really the plan? Is to jump into the like the gears?
That's evil uncle.
Oh.
Yeah.
So was that the ocular inferno?
Inferno.
Yeah, the ocular inferno. If
inferior.
He had jumped into those gears and got grinded up, that would have opened the ocular inferno, and evil uncle would have unlocked all the secrets of the universe or whatever.
But most likely the devil would have just shown up.
Exactly.
Which would have actually been still a better movie.
Sink
cool.
into a
yeah.
sinkhole. Then I wrote DJ Babysitter flips the switch because that's when
she
starts.
Oh my
starts
God, I
like,
forgot about
yes.
that. She's fucking scratching the goddamn reel to reel.
She
oh
is.
My God.
And the ghosts are like, what's going on? This isn't the beat I'm used to. So they start like walking around.
She's got some fucking hot DJ skills over there.
Yeah, it releases the 12 ghosts from their cryptonic whatever
spell.
Space.
Oh,
yeah.
Not it doesn't just do that. She blows up the whole house.
She does.
Oh, yeah. No, you're
no,
right.
No. The power of love blows up the whole house.
No,
I don't think Huey Lewis or the news
she
were
starts
there.
Doing all the
they
liver.
No, you're
yeah.
right. You're
she starts.
Right.
She pushed down all three pedals at the same
sustain
time.
Sustain and release? No. But then we also see Matthew Lillard show up now that he doesn't have his
now that
life
he
trauma.
Is,
the
13th I think,
ghost.
The 13th ghost. Yeah.
He is. Mm-hmm. And he gives one Tony Shalhoub the power to save his children by saying, you've had this inside you the whole time.
You've always known math. This is math.
This is just math. And man, this is the dreamiest Matthew Lillard I think has ever looked.
I think
just
he looks
lounging
yeah.
in that suit. He's got a little blood on him, but
I mean,
it's
he
okay.
makes that shirt work somehow.
Yeah. He gives Tony Shalhoub in that moment the courage to jump across to save his kids.
He does.
To make the most impossible jump in all of history jumps.
Also for no reason.
So here's what happens. Like all the 12 ghosts now come to get evil uncle. But first we have the reverse CSI Miami shot where Tony Shalhoub slow motion takes off his glasses, realizes that evil uncle has been alive the whole time, and then he can go punch him and fight him. And it's Tony
Shalhoub. He counts the ghosts first.
Count.
And he's like, there's already 12.
I only have 10 fingers.
Which he was counting them on his fingers like he's some kind of special ed student.
I at one point wanted to see him look down at his foot and like reveal, like the reveal of that scene was that he was wearing sandals.
And
then he like
toes.
Moves two of his toes. Like, yeah, that shit would have been hilarious.
I think we need to unpack this. I think we need to unpack the scene more because he leans out to the hall, sees his uncle, goes back in.
Oh yeah,
counts the ghost on his finger, goes back out of the hall, takes the glasses off, and he's like, "That motherfucker."
And the uncle at this point is like.
Yeah, it only took him 7 minutes to figure that out.
I know.
If only I could have gotten away in that time.
If only I could have snuck up while Tony Shalhoub, who was into math, took 25 minutes to count to 12 and pushed him into the Oculus Pinoculus and then won the movie.
If there's already 12 ghosts, my uncle's not a ghost.
So dumb.
I wasn't wearing sandals.
It was
damn
a Scooby-Doo moment.
It really was.
It really was. Anyway, so Tony Shalhoub attacks the uncle.
Yeah, in his one and only action fight scene. He
and gets beat.
Yeah, he does get beat. This is why Tony Shalhoub has only been in one fight.
Exactly.
He lost.
He did not become the action star we all thought he would be.
No. I honestly would love to see a shot-for-shot remake of Die Hard featuring Tony Shalhoub.
That would be awesome. Monk Hard. Okay, so then Monk Ninja Warriors into the circle blender.
Well, yes. No, wait.
Oh, yeah.
He fights the uncle, right? And the uncle uses his cane knife. Because now that
he does become a knife, all rich people do.
Yeah, yeah.
You were always a loser. You couldn't jump into the thing if you wanted to. Yeah, and that's when all of the 12 ghosts go to attack evil uncle.
Suddenly benevolent.
Yes, yeah. Because,
exactly. Because DJ
the maid
babysitter
has destroyed it, and they've been released from their cryptic or hypnotic state.
Exactly.
So they go pick him up, and they throw him into the Oculus Pinoculus, and he breaks apart, which would have splattered Shannon Elizabeth and Mini Shalhoub with blood, but it doesn't.
So what's the next scene?
When Monk Ninja Warriors into the blender.
Sure does.
And that's when the house explodes.
Sure does.
And he's just like shielding his kids from the house exploding glass. Except because what we talked about is none of the glass is exploding
around.
Yeah,
like it cuts from, like, it's like the basement is exploding, but above the basement, nothing's happening. It's fine.
Yeah, but he does save them from nothing. He just covers them up from the blender. And then everything stops and the whole house explodes. And then we see the ghosts walk off into the
wilderness. They do walk off into the sunset.
Except for Jackal.
He just kind of saunters out there.
Yeah, he has a nice little moment of like howling at the moon or something. I'm free.
Do these ghosts just go do their evil shit that they were doing beforehand? Like, I'm getting some
this 100% should be the beginning of like a Marvel level universe.
Yes.
Where
right?
There is 13 movies where the ghost of Matthew Lillard helps Shannon Elizabeth track down all of these ghosts.
Sold. That would be awesome.
I would watch that.
I would too.
Because yeah, these ghosts just go to murder people, right?
That's, yeah, I mean, what? They're just going back to doing whatever the hell they do for their day job.
Then they reunite with the mom because she has not wandered off into the distance.
Right.
And suddenly she's just better looking.
Yeah, they just didn't feel like putting her makeup on. And then because Tony Shalhoub has jumped into the middle of this thing, they now have no way to get out. So in my version of the movie, they just starve to death on the house.
Well, no, they walk out.
The fucking
they become the 13th, 14th, and 15th ghosts.
Well, no, they just walk out of the house.
How do they get out? Because
the gears stop, so the thing that's spinning above them stop, and then they just walk out.
Oh, that's right. It is like a floor, and it just comes up. Oh, and then we have the glass scene where the nanny quits, where she's just stomping around saying, I quit. I need a vacation. I ain't cleaning this shit up, which Todd called. And was like, this is a 2001 movie. She is absolutely going to have a line at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she did.
And she did.
And then she had a rap at the end. So
she did.
Double up.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror. My shark is like
roll credits.
And that's the movie. Let's talk about the fun fact.
The more interesting version of
this movie. Yeah, let's talk about the interesting part of this movie.
I mean, box office is pretty quick.
Do it.
So, guys, this movie cost $19 million to make.
Okay.
It made $41 million domestically and $26 overseas. So it made $68 million.
So it made money.
It made money. That's not even including...
Yeah,
that's not even including what they made in DVD sales and stuff like that. So yeah, they made money on this movie.
And from early 2000 horror, this was very on par with what was being made. So it's
sure
not like it's not like there was better stuff out there. If you wanted to see a scary
what other
movie,
movies
this is what
can we compare this to?
House on Haunted Hill.
But this movie had like a lot of stars for the early 2000s too. Like Shannon Elizabeth was a star at this point. Matthew Lillard was a star. Tony Shalhoub had been in movies and TV for a while. So yeah,
Abraham, our main bad guy, he's still a big star.
What
he's always a
he
star. The one that's coming right to mind immediately is Amadeus.
He was Salieri in Amadeus.
Yeah.
He's so good in that movie too.
Okay.
I mean, that movie really is about Salieri.
I mean, he's a good actor, so how the fuck he was in this, I don't know. But
right. Let's do fun facts. Yeah.
Fun facts. Okay, so this was a remake of a 1960s movie of the same name.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the F. Murray Abraham character is actually the little boy from the 1960 one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe so, because the characters have the same name.
Okay, so in the original movie, the audience had to wear special glasses to see the ghosts.
Sounds way cooler.
Right, exactly. So that, because it was a William Castle movie, and I think he was the one who did all of those gimmicky kind of things back in the 60s. But so that's one thing they kept, is that the characters now have to wear the glasses to see the ghosts. And in the original, it was the audience. This was the first film from a major American studio with three Arab American leads.
Yeah, Shannon Elizabeth.
Yep, Shannon Elizabeth,
Tony Shalhoub,
Murray Abraham, and Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting.
Job.
And one of the swords in the house was from Highlander.
There could only be one.
Okay, so let's get to the ghosts, because this is the most interesting part of this whole movie. Okay, so the firstborn son was the kid with the arrow
through his head.
His story is not that interesting. Like, he found a real arrow in his dad's closet or something and was playing with a friend and accidentally got shot through the head.
That friend can fucking pull a bow back, I guess.
I know, yeah. Shit. Well, apparently
his friend was 34 years old.
Special friend. Very special friend.
Well, the kid was kind of a dick, and like all the kids in the neighborhood got tired of him like pretending to be a cowboy all the time. So that's what happened.
Stop pretending to be a cowboy. It's 1994.
Exactly.
So they murdered him.
Yeah.
It was an accident. They tried to shoot the apple off his head or something. Okay, so the second one is the torso. and he is Jimmy the Gambler Gambino. Mm. And he made a bet with a rich businessman, but then the boxer he bet on lost, and he couldn't afford to pay the bet out. So the mob cut him into pieces, wrapped him in cellophane, and dumped him in the ocean. The third one is The Bound Woman. She was a cheerleader who apparently... We got two Todds on the podcast now.
Let me see them bloopers.
So she apparently would like to play with men's hearts, oh. And she was also
amongst
the...
other things.
Roo-rah-rega.
All right, so she was the prom queen, and her prom boyfriend busted in on her cheating on him. Ooh. And killed him and killed her and tied her up and strangled her and then buried her under the 50-yard line of the football field.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work, man.
That did not seem like a passionate crime or a crime of passion. Yeah. That was definitely,
that's definitely pre-planned. Yeah.
At his trial, he said, "She broke my heart, so I broke her neck." So the next one is for the withered lover, which
the mom.
Is the
Are we
mom.
Doing all of them?
Okay, but here's how the house burned down. They lit a fire next to the Christmas tree, and one of the logs bumped out and lit the Christmas tree on fire.
This is just like Manchester by the Sea.
Spoiler alert.
What? I honestly thought we'd find out that Cyrus started the fire.
Oh, that would have been a better movie.
But he didn't start the fire.
No. It has always burned. And since Christmas started turning.
Team chair.
Team chair.
With an assist from Team Cal. Half a point. Okay. All right. So the next one is the Torn Prince, which is the baseball guy.
We talked about him.
Yeah. Then the Angry Princess.
We talked about her.
Todd's favorite ghost. But her
story. We didn't talk about how she happened.
She had very low self-esteem.
I could tell.
No.
And despite being beautiful, and she dated a lot of abusive boyfriends.
Yep.
So she had a really low body self-image, and she got addicted to plastic surgery. She started working in a plastic surgery office, and the doctor would pay her in procedures. So then one night, late at night, she decided to do a procedure on her own. So she.
That's not how that works.
Exactly. Well, she blinded herself and mutilated her face, and she got so sad that she killed herself by cutting herself up in the bathroom.
Okay.
So that's the
angry princess. She hit a lot of places where there are no vital organs. She's not very smart.
Yeah. Why would you cut your nipple off if you're trying to kill yourself?
Because she just didn't think she was good enough.
This one makes me sad.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
I thought she was hot, though.
Yeah, I like the era.
It
like
wasn't usable nudity, but she was hot.
Usually
but like she was like
nudity.
Jane Doe hot. She wasn't hot.
Dead hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Corpse hot?
A little necrophilia.
Todd's not into that.
No,
clearly he is, though.
No, I'm out. No, that's why I say it's not usable nudity.
I don't know.
Not usable.
You're protesting a little too hard.
Listen, guys, I'm totally not into it.
Totally not thinking about that. Hey,
Jen, I want to watch those special features. Can I borrow that DVD?
So the next one is the Pilgrimess, and she's the one we see in the stocks, and she was
one
found...
One time. We see her one time.
One time. One or two times. Yeah, she was found guilty of witchcraft, and they tried to burn her, but she would not be burned because
she's a witch.
Probably an actual witch. So they put her in the stocks and just let her starve to death in the stocks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
She turned me into a newt.
How
I got
she?
Better.
I got better.
The next one, this is the Great Child and the Dire Mother.
Oh, yeah.
And
they are
circus freaks.
Oh,
yes,
so the Dire Mother is like 3 feet tall. She gets raped by the tall man, has the Great Child, who ends up being over 300 pounds.
She's a big boy.
She's super protective of him. He wears diapers in his entire life, and she feeds him. So you see his bib with the food on it.
Yeah, it's gross.
Coming out of his mouth.
They have this crazy story with this. Apparently, some people didn't like them being circus freaks and kidnapped the mom and accidentally killed her. So then Harold the Big Child killed them all with an axe and started displaying their body parts as his own circus show.
Also, as you do.
Yeah. And then the circus guy was really mad and killed him.
Oh, that sounds like that does sound like a
better
movie.
That's a way better movie.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is The Hammer, which you guys said John Henry? Yeah.
John Henry.
Okay, which is similar. So you may notice he's an African-American blacksmith. He was wrongfully accused of stealing. A gang tried to make him leave his house.
I think he
prefers
African-American Smith.
Yes.
Can we give them a point for that?
Yeah, that's a point. Come on. Now, did this gang happen to be wearing like sheets of any kind?
Of a certain color. I think they were all the same color.
Okay,
I think
they were dressed as ghosts.
Were they 13 of them? He refused to leave the town, so the gang hung his family.
Oh, God.
What?
And burned the bodies.
Okay.
And then
rude.
So George killed them all with his sledgehammer.
Okay, yeah.
And okay.
The rest of the town officials were very upset about this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I get it.
Because they were on the side of the gang back then. And so they tied him to a tree and drove all the railroad spokes into his body, which is why there's all the nails sticking out of
him.
And then they candymanned his hand and gave him his sledgehammer for his hand.
Seems like a lot of work when you could have just done that way easily.
Yeah, you just could have killed him or something. Yeah.
Still sounds like a cool movie.
It would be a cool movie, though.
All of these are cooler than the actual movie.
Anthology.
Throw Matthew Lillard in there.
We need to find who has the rights to this.
For real.
We can make this happen.
If they will admit it. The Jackal, we already talked about the Jackal. And the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut's the one we see in Stephen Avery's junkyard. He is the ghost of a serial killer. He was born and he was super tall and he was abandoned by his mother at birth, so he never learned to love. His father raised him in the junkyard. And so once his father died, he would start to pick up hitchhikers and tear them apart, and he would systematically break every bone in their body. He finally picked up an undercover cop, and a SWAT team got him in his junkyard, similar to the scene in the beginning, and he killed three of the SWAT guys, but then they got him, they shot him, and he died.
It's a big dude. Yeah. He's like 6'9".
That actually explains the caution tape if it happened recently.
Oh, the crime scenes. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This movie is way smarter than we gave it credit for.
Well, sort of. One scene is, at least.
It seems like one guy worked a lot harder than everyone else in this movie.
Yeah. Right.
Is that he's like, that's more caution tape.
We need more caution tape.
Did he read the backstory?
Yeah, whatever, nerd.
What's your motivation? The body count is 4, not including the junkyard scene, which is dumb to not include that, so screw you, IMDb.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 dudes die in that scene.
I know, yeah.
That
that's half
gets
your body
bent
count.
Backwards.
That's so brutal, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sucked into the trunk. Yeah, that's all my fun facts. Oh.
Yeah, scary scale.
Hey, listeners.
So, Jen, explain that scary scale.
Our scary scale is a ranking of how scary we found this movie today. It's not the quality of the movie. I have a suspicion, I think, what the quality rankings would be. It's not the quality of the movie. It's how scared we actually were when we watched it today. Our one example is Ghostbusters, and our 10 example is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Jacob, guess first.
Oh, my God. It is the least scary of the scaries, in my opinion.
So you give it a 1?
So you 1?
Yeah, if we're going 1 to the lowest, it's got to be 1. If I give it half, I'd give it half.
You can't. 1 is as low as we can go.
We tried to go 0 on something
but
else.
I will add in extra animosity.
She wouldn't let us do a 0 for The Nightmare Before Christmas.
1 I with would. A little extra salt.
1 with an asterisk.
Little salty.
Of salt.
A little salty.
If it was me, I would give us a 4.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I hate it.
There were, right. Yeah, there were some scary
Explain
moments.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, there were some scary moments. When that guy got cut in half, I was not prepared for that.
Yeah.
And that did scare me. I think I dry heaved a little bit.
You did.
It was not good. But it wasn't like as scary as even The Thing. The Thing was a little bit more scarier than this. Because The Thing does a good job of creating a scary atmosphere. This movie does not at all.
Yes.
So it's really just that one jump scare and then a little bit of gruesome stuff at the beginning. And then honestly, once the guy gets cut in half, the rest of it's sort of an easy ride to Boorsville.
Right. It's like watching a BuzzFeed article about 13 ghosts, and you're just kind of like, ooh, that's interesting, you know?
Which ghost are you?
Yeah, exactly. Which two ghosts do your personality
I would just go to r/shavedyouaclick on Reddit and then figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 1. I think Ghostbusters is way scarier than this movie.
Do you? I haven't seen Ghostbusters in a long time. Mm-hmm. So.
True.
Yeah, true. It's got that library scene in the sequel.
The library scene is...
Winston.
Oh, my God.
I love saying that.
She thinks the second one is the first one, and the first one is the second one.
Oh, that's
the worst. Ghostbusters is also one of my favorite movies.
I like the second one better.
What?
I love all the uplifting moments when they sing that love is lifting me higher and higher.
No.
The Statue of Liberty. It's awesome. So you give it a 1.
Yes.
I'm going to give this a 2, I think.
Okay, that's fair.
There is, okay, and here's the thing, because when you were talking about the atmosphere, there's so much scary imagery in here that should work, but there's no scary atmosphere at all, and I think that's why it falls apart, because it's just scary things to look at. It's not...
It's because the house is supposed to be scary, and it's not at all because it looks ridiculous.
Exactly. It doesn't feel scary at all.
Well, they could have shot it in ways that would have made it scary, too. Like, if the ghost had orbed up behind people, and they had done, like, the thing in The Descent where the camera pans through and then pans back and it's there, like, that would have been scary.
If this were found footage, I think that could have been scary.
Maybe, but this was not scary at all. Literally, when the guy gets cut in half from the rest of it, it's just like a boring movie.
I think part of it's the script. I think part of it's the acting. I think it's just, it's like it's got all of the ingredients, but it just never comes together.
I agree with that. Yeah.
They definitely try to do some camera stuff to make it kind of like that, like all the movement. There's so, like, that was like 15 minutes of just the camera was never still, right. and it was about to drive me crazy.
Apparently,
it falls flat though.
It was actually causing seizures. That was a fun fact I forgot.
I was like, I was about to ask. Like, we need to go back.
That's why I texted you yesterday and asked you if you'd ever had a seizure because I didn't want you to.
Yeah, I was like, why did she ask me that? It's very weird.
Hey, can we talk about how I never got a text?
Because I
we're not gonna ask my help. If he flips out, it's gonna be great.
I know. We'll have to use it. No, because I knew you'd seen it before.
Check out our socials where Mikey has a seizure. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. So, Jen, you made me watch 13 Ghosts this week. Yeah. What are we watching next week?
Oh, next week. I am so excited. I'm not crazy about this movie, but I love the book. We're going to watch Misery, which is one of my favorite books ever. Now, we're not going to watch the book. We're going to watch
this
the movie.
This is the Stephen King Misery?
This is the Stephen King version of Misery. Rob Reiner with Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
What's Some say it's name? His best movie adaption.
Yeah, I might like it a little bit better. I'm in a more healthy mental space than I was when I watched it the first time, so I might like it more. We'll see.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got
You're in a better mental health space now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I just met you last June.
Oh, yeah.
I can sort of see you putting this movie on like at a party and not really watching it with a group of people while you play like Cards versus Humanity or some
or
shit like
Dungeons
that.
Dungeons and Dragons.
This is a good Netflix and chill movie.
Either way. Yeah.
So, guys, make sure you watch Misery before next week.
And read the book, too. It's really good.
Before next week. Yeah, it's not long read.
Yeah. So, Jacob, where can we find you?
Oh, me personally? You can find me at Jacob_Hopkins on Twitter. ModernHorrors.com for all your wonderful horror needs, including some podcasts from these fine people.
Yeah.
Our own podcast, a couple others, Death, Dying, and Other Things.
And the Final Girls.
The Final Girls. So.
You can't forget those ladies.
Yeah.
Those
you'll
West Coast
ladies. You'll
find
somebody you like there, some information occasionally, and we're working on a movie, so
yeah.
God Country. And that's
lots of awesome
Twitter.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you can find us
at
Horror Virgin on everything.
Yeah, on everything. If you type in Horror Virgin into Google, we'll be somewhere on that first page, depending upon how we rank for SEO.
I used to, and so you can find me, Jim Ferratu, on Instagram and Twitter. I don't really
and I'm on
else.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as Todd J. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And Mikey.
Yeah, I'm on there as M. Randolph 24. Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah. Todd's got to teach me Twitter, though, because I still don't know how to use it.
He
it's great. I'm surprised you don't use it very much.
I don't.
Because your brand
learn.
Of humor would do well on Twitter.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I do need some lessons.
Yeah, I'll
Maybe
teach
it's
you.
The Twitter
it's
app
easy.
I'm using.
You tweet.
It's called Twitter.
I use the official app. It doesn't ever make sense to me.
We'll workshop this.
Jen has a blog. She writes on horrorvirgin.com. Although some of your stuff has been on Modern Horrors, even the YouTube channel, because we've recorded some of them that they've made videos out of that have been really cool.
It did
cool,
very well.
Which are on
the attention of Mr. Mike Flanagan. So.
That's right. I know. That was awesome. Yeah,
so check that video or those videos out on Modern Horrors YouTube.
YouTube, which should be on the site as well.
Hey, guys, if you want to become a member of our Patreon page, if you want to become a patron, we've got lots of awesome stuff. We just did our first listener request episode, The Thing.
We'll be doing another one very soon.
We will,
In fact, by the time you hear this, it probably has started.
Yeah.
And it'll be a sweet video of Mikey having a seizure, so.
That's
and
right.
all of the video content. You get to watch me watching trailers, all the stuff we put on video. So, guys, make sure you check out the Patreon. We really appreciate all of you guys who helped make this.
That's going to be it from us, everybody. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jen.
Oh, I'm Mikey.
I'm Mikey. I ruined podcast extras.
I'm Michael. I ruined the end of the podcast.
And I'm your horror virgin Todd, guys. Watch Misery next week. Bye. Nerds.